Hey, beautiful mama. Are you ready to dive into today's episode? I am sure that you are doing something while you are listening to this episode, which is totally cool because I do the same thing. But I encourage you to take this episode into your heart and sit with it for a little bit. Pray on it, meditate afterwards, re-listen to it, because this episode truly just scratches the surface of this topic of building our inner foundation and mastering our inner habits, like our thought life, how we talk to ourselves, our perceptions, beliefs. I call it our mindset loop within the Balanced Mom Method. So often we find ourselves drowning in the responsibilities of motherhood and life, living in a high stress, anxious, overwhelmed state, and feeling like we're just losing ourselves a little more every day, trying to change those negative emotions with an outside approach when what we need to focus on is within. Strengthening our foundation, connecting to ourselves, our awareness, our perception, our self-esteem, our mindset. So if you are ready to unpack this goodness and walk away with some tangible ways to check your mindset, let's dive in. Hey mama, welcome to the Balanced Mom Method podcast. I know you're here because you're tired of living day after day like you're drowning in the responsibilities of motherhood. You're done struggling with trying to find the time and energy to get it all done every day, and you want to show your little ones a good example, but you're so exhausted, which has your negative self-talk on repeat, patience spread thin, and you feel like you're losing yourself a little more every day. Plus, the mom guilt, comparison game, and unpredictability of motherhood just does not help in trying to make a change. Well, sweet friend, this podcast will give you a simple and sustainable approach to break free from that survival mode cycle, all by identifying and possibly simplifying your habits. Hey, I'm Jenna, and I've been where you are. I was consumed in the struggles of motherhood, and I needed to make a change to take back control of my time, energy, identity, and life, mostly just to feel like myself again. And in finding that freedom, it became my mission to help make that connection with moms that we can give our children and families the best and not at the expense of our own health, self, and well-being. Moms shouldn't have to choose between their family's priorities and themselves. We can balance it all, and it all starts within ourselves. Let me take your hand to make that connection with you and equip you with simple, lifelong habits. If you are ready to say goodbye to just surviving and finally reclaim your life in motherhood, then you're in the right place. Let's get to the root of cultivating real change because it's time to feel like you again. Warm up that cold coffee, pop in your earbuds, and tighten that top knot. Let's overcome together. Hey, sweet friend. So I have to be real with you. I almost made a podcast solely about our mindset habits, and I'm putting it out there because maybe there will be something in the future. Who knows? But this is how important this episode and this topic is. I won't even begin to scratch the surface and the depth of how important this topic is solely in this one episode. So get ready. There's going to be a lot of talk about foundational inner work on this show. I want to share some pieces of my story with you that really emphasize the struggles with my mindset and my worthiness and when I was in the deepest lows of my life. And this stems back to before I became a mom. And I really encourage you as you are working through this show and through the homework that I will be giving you on this show, I really want you to think back to your childhood. And I should preface this right now. I am not a doctor. I am not a therapist. I don't have a degree in that. So anything that I say within this show is completely from my experience, things that I have learned, things that I have talked through and been educated on myself. So I don't want this to replace anything that you are currently working on, maybe with a therapist or with another professional. Okay. But I do feel that a lot of our struggles that we see today were created, rooted, possibly from years ago, or maybe even our childhood. And I'm not saying it's in a bad way. I'm just saying how when you're raised, right, you've probably heard with your children, their morals and their values, they're instilled within our children, within ourselves, by like the age of 4 or 5, right? So those things, your experiences as you're growing up, some things subconsciously stick with you. And that's where a lot of, I guess, struggles may arise with not realizing where the root of some of these things that we're going through now came from. So with me, with my story, there were a couple things within high school, within my English teacher, And again, in college with my radiation oncology director, things that were said to me that have stuck with me in a negative way. Not saying that they meant it negatively. I was their student. I highly doubt that they meant it that way. But that's how important and how impactful things may sit with us. And I would have never known that's that subconscious struggles that I've had with worthiness and self-esteem. Those two things, not those aren't the only things, but just those couple things played a role in that. Because have you ever been told that you're not worth it, that you'll never be good enough, or you may as well give up now? This is no joke, a true story. I was told that I may as well fake it until I make it because I was the lowest in my class at the time and that I may not be graduating clinicals. And it was something that stuck with me. It used to get at me in a negative way, but now I allow it to fuel me and I see it in a different light. And another defining struggle of my life was an eating disorder and body dysmorphia that I was crippled with for years, also while I was in college. College was a very big transformational light bulb. I need to figure out who I am phase of my life. And I feel like maybe that is just that age that we're in. But for me, I had a lot of pivots and a lot of choices, a lot of directions, you know, which fork in the road, which way am I going to go? I had a lot of choices in that time of my life. And if I made some of them differently, I may not be here today. So with that eating disorder and body dysmorphia, I know it might seem like, you know, an outer physical condition, but I felt like it was one of the only things I had control of. And again, I truly hope that I'm not triggering anyone by sharing parts of my story like this, but it takes work and it takes honesty with yourself to overcome a lot of those hardships and inner villains that we have within ourselves, because I longed for no anxiety and just ridding all those crippling feelings. I just wanted present thoughts. I wanted love for myself. I wanted happiness in my life and just gratitude surrounding it all. We are only given this one precious life. And I feel like we all go through that lost phase, right? Maybe not. But again, in that time, I remember having so many out-of-body experiences and thinking back to how disconnected I truly was to myself and how my soul and spirit were just fighting for me to figure it out. I am so thankful for the support system that I had in those dark days and still today. But it was also then when my journey of wanting to love myself again began. And that rooted and grew into the love and worthiness and perspective that I was building on before I became a mom. So the journey, my journey of self-love and worth and my mindset and really figuring out like how we work, you know, how humans' brains even work, it became a passion and priority in my life. And I faced change head on. I began freeing myself, starting from the inside out and focusing on reconditioning my mindset from all the enemy had a hold on me. And after reclaiming that love I needed to have for myself, it helped me trust myself more and connect to myself and my faith. And I realized that actually listening to myself and to my feelings and those signs and those pulls, they're no coincidence and they're all within divine timing. So then when I became a mother, a lot of those triggering feelings and hardships that I went to when I was on that path back in my early 20s, they started to arise again and my anxiety was back. Not that it ever went away, but it was back in a whole new form. And I had new triggers and new things that were coming at me in totally different ways. And all those things that I was working on in those 5 to 10 years before I became a mom, I had to figure it out again. And I really had to get deep and reconnect to myself once again. Real quick, how would it feel to have an entire step-by-step plan for how to overcome your survival mode cycle? Take my hand and join me in the Balanced Mom Method online course to take back control of your time, energy, identity, and life, one nap at a time. This course will help you rid the overwhelm of how and simplify your transformation over 12 weeks, covering 13 in-depth learning and action-taking modules, all following my simple, to the point, 4-step formula for how to cultivate any sustainable change in your life. We start within to think differently and develop an empowered mindset, and then move outward to master your habits, teaching you simple strategies you can implement into your life for the long term. And if you're listening to this before the end of October 2022, in addition to the course, you will also receive 2 free 30-minute one-on-one calls with me. I will personally mentor you and walk you through a customized plan that will force you into action. Also, this is the last opportunity to enroll in this course at this price. The price of this course is going to triple in the next few weeks because of the additional resources, workbooks, and value I have poured into it. Check out more information about the Balanced Mom Method online course at www.bit.ly/TBMM course. Again, that is www.bit.ly/TBMM course to learn more. I wanted to share that backstory, even though it all happened before I became a mom, but we all have so much baggage throughout our lives that we tend to just shove under the rug over the years. And then once a struggle arises years later, it's like, whoa, where did that response come from? So those inner conversations that we have with ourselves, like, oh, you know, I'm struggling with confidence. Well, I don't have time for that right now. Shove it under the rug. Or feels that you don't have what it takes. I can't focus on that right now. Shove it under the rug. Or a limiting belief is holding me back. Insert limiting belief. You know, why don't I like myself? Shove it under the rug. So we're not taking that time to sit with those feelings that arise. And I don't know what it is, if it's taking the time to do that inner work is viewed as weak, but I feel like as a society, we have normalized putting a Band-Aid on our struggles, when in reality, we have to get to the root cause within ourselves to make a real change. I'm not saying to sit and dwell on these thoughts that you have, allowing yourself to become so consumed in them and become buried deeper and deeper in that downward spiral, but allowing yourself to actually feel them and process them and heal from them. So feel them, process them, heal from them, and release them, okay? I want to share something that I love diving in to teach on to help paint the picture here, and I call it your mindset loop. Ultimately, it summarizes as your beliefs govern your thoughts. Your thoughts guide your actions. Your actions produce your experiences, and your experiences reinforce those beliefs. So picture with me a circle or a clock. So your beliefs are at 12 o'clock and your thoughts are at 3. Those beliefs govern your thoughts. And then 3 o'clock to 6 o'clock, your thoughts are guiding those actions. And then 6 to 9, those actions are producing your experiences. And then 9 to 12, back to the top, is those experiences are reinforcing those beliefs. So it's that cycle, right? And it starts it all over again. So those experiences reinforcing those beliefs, that is where a lot of the hangup is, because reinforcing that cycle for better or worse, when that cycle continues, habits form. And if they are limiting, negative, fear-based beliefs, they will be ingrained into your mind to where you don't even realize that you have a negative thought loop on repeat, leading you to subconsciously be in a negative state throughout your days. Because those beliefs that are being reinforced by your experiences are what is creating your thoughts. So your thoughts is probably, that thought life is probably what you're picturing in your mind right now. Like when you are thinking, right, your inner voice, that's probably where you're like, okay, it's all negative, or how do I change that? Because you know it's not that easy, just like a snap of your fingers, I'm going to change my thoughts from negative to positive. It's that whole cycle. So looking at it from a bigger picture, you have more of a how-to, a grasp of how to change that. You have tangible ways to, you can change your actions that will change your experiences, that will change those beliefs, that will create more of a positive thought life. So I want to challenge you to pay more attention and be mindful of your thoughts, because your reality, those experiences, are stemmed from the whole rest of the cycle. And I know for me, a big shift I had was in my mindset loop, because it was all negative. So what you can do right now is just start. Start by taking baby steps, simply working on being more mindful and acknowledging what your habitual mindset loop currently is. Change won't happen overnight, but with that awareness comes the clarity. Another way that we could get a grasp on this topic of why it is so important to get to the root of why we're feeling the way we are feeling and not be so consumed with that surface or outer result, aka the experience of the mindset loop, is we tend to focus on changing or controlling that outside result or the experience of where we want to be. But in the process of focusing on that end result or our reality, we tend to overcomplicate. We find ourselves going in circles, overworking, trying to do it all, burning the candle from both ends, and we find ourselves in that same survival mode cycle we were trying to once climb out of. We're working on the experiences in that mindset loop and not the thoughts, beliefs, and actions. So instead of focusing on controlling those results, we need to go deeper, start within, and focus on those layers that we can control, our inner habits, like our thought life, how we talk to ourselves, turning limiting beliefs to affirmations, our perceptions, our actual beliefs, all parts of our mindset loop. Because that loop and what's lingering in the back of our minds impacts more of our day-to-day life than we realize. In choosing to rework our mindset and thought patterns, we will begin to shift those perspectives and ultimately our reality. Because where your energy and intention goes, so does the direction of your life. I encourage you to draw out that mindset loop. Draw a circle at the top, write beliefs, and then an arrow going down to thoughts, and an arrow going over to actions, an arrow going up to experience, and then an arrow going back to belief. And you'll actually see and be able to visualize what I'm talking about with how it all ties together. And be mindful of what your habitual mindset loop is now. And see which end of that pendulum that you are currently leaning more towards, that negative loop or a positive one. And take those baby steps if you are wanting to make any changes. And what I want to leave you with is, if this is the work that you really need to focus on right now and really harness taking back control of your mindset, please check out the Balanced Mom Method online course. We do focus on our outer habits too, but those first few weeks are solely geared towards reconditioning your mindset, and we go so much deeper than this episode alone. Check the show notes for the link to join the Balanced Mom Method course. And if you're currently listening to this real time or before the end of October 2022, you will receive 2 free 30-minute one-on-one calls with me to help personalize a plan for you to take action. Also, this is the last opportunity to enroll in this course at this price. The price of the course is going to actually triple in the next few weeks because of the additional resources, workbooks, and value that I have poured into it. But everything else aside, focus on baby steps. Just start. I know it takes time to form a new habit. I know that you might feel like you have no additional time in your day, but give yourself some grace and just start. Continue showing up for you just a little bit every day, because remember, consistency is powerful. And also, starting within is the foundation of how everything is perceived on the outside. And you have everything inside of you to walk this path toward your breakthrough. As always, simply be you, mama, sending my love and light.
This episode very well worth for farming. Please remember to review.
Thank you so much for spending this time with me on the Balanced Mom Method podcast. I pray this episode has grown and helped you in some way. If it has, I'd be so grateful if you left a review sharing how it's impacted you. It truly lights me up hearing you're on your way to your breakthrough. And then, please share this episode with another mom who may be struggling to remind her we are never alone. And remember, there isn't ever a one-size-fits-all to overcoming our personal hardships, but there are a lot of parallels with how we show up to our lives and common habits we can make our own to live an intentional life full of peace, presence, confidence, clarity, and balance. Be sure to check the show notes for additional ways to connect with me, our mom community, and resources and courses for you to overcome your survival mode cycle once and for all with doable habits. Thank you. I appreciate all you are and all you do. Sending my love and light.